This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to talk about these qualifications as it speaks to us in 2015. If we believe in the authority of Scripture, we don't just believe that it had authority 2,000 years ago and that was fine for those people, but we don't follow it today. That's crazy. If we claim to follow the leadership of the Spirit of God and the leadership of the direction that the Lord has for us personally and corporately as a church, then we pay attention to passages like Titus 1, 5 through 9. He tells Titus to appoint and ordain or ordain elders in every town. And as I mentioned, Homer refers to Crete as the land of 100 cities. So there must have been quite a few. An elder must be blameless. What does it mean to be blameless? I found out the word blameless literally in the Greek means unaccused. That's what it literally means, unaccused. So an elder is a man who cannot say there's an accusation out there of dishonesty, there's an accusation of immorality, there's an accusation of some past sin that's never been dealt with. That is blameless. It doesn't mean perfect. Nobody's perfect. But there's no unconfessed sin in his life. And Alistair Begg says, isn't it interesting, the two main character qualities of an elder have to do with marriage and family. Those are the two main areas. And he said that's the breeding ground of godly people is your marriage and family. Your marriage and your family life reveal a lot about you. Having nothing to do with eldership or being an elder or deacon in a church, your marriage and your family life say volumes about you if you're married. They reflect, just like your parents' marriage. Thinking back, and I know nothing about your parents' marriages, but what do you remember about their marriage and family life? How does that reflect it in your life today? What do you remember? What stands out about your dad? What stands out about your mom? And those are life lessons that have impacted you in either positive ways or negative ways. Just this week I mentioned about a woman that talked to me from another state. This was a year ago. The sermon that was on was a year ago. And she told me, just off the cuff, she said, my mother taught me viciousness. Isn't that sad to say, my mother? Not my dad, but my mother taught me how to be vicious. Well, the thought occurred to me that maybe there's a lot of people who were taught ugly things by a mom or dad that carry on and impact current generations. You say, how do you know that? Because I talk to people all the time, every day. I talk to people every day, and I know over the years people have been impacted in a negative way by the witness and example or the negative witness and example of a parent. Blameless means unaccused, a husband of but one wife. This has always been a point of discussion and argument in churches. People will use this as a proof text, say, hey, if you've ever been married before, you can't be an elder. I don't think that was the intent. That may shock you to say that. Do you know what the word literally means? I found it in two different commentaries. Jack Hayford and then Alexander Strauch, who wrote a book on eldership, said it means a one-woman man. He must be blameless again, verse 7, since an overseer is entrusted with God's work. He must be blameless, not overbearing. It literally means arrogant. It literally means in the Greek, self-willed, overbearing. It's my way or the highway. And Paul says, an elder must not be that way at all, not overbearing, not quick-tempered. Why is anger held up as a disqualifier for an elder? Because you know the destructive things that have happened in your life because of anger in your own life and the anger of a parent, the anger of a brother or sister.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.